God bless you, Radio. God bless you out there. Praise God. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Also, Sunshine of Faith International Ministries in Lakeland, Florida, under the leadership of Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Praise God. And to everyone out there today, I want you to know that God is good all the time. Amen. I want you to know that there's a praise.
Hallelujah.
And we're trying to get it out. Glory to God. We bless the Lord today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your love, kindness, and tender mercy. We thank you for hope, God. We thank you for everything. And we know, God, you're trying to do it. Trying to do it in the name of Jesus. We know Satan is busy, and we bind the enemy hand up right now in the name of Jesus. And we lose the spirit of peace and happiness and joy, glory to God. You say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And God, we thank you for another Monday that we are on, praise God, and that we are lifting you up, and that we love you, glory to God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Woo. Every time I look around, God keep blessing. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We love you, God. Increase our faith. Increase our love, happiness, and peace. We are so blessed. We are so loved. We got joy, God. We got hope. Amen. And we honor Assistant Pastor, Pastor Mary Williams, and Pastor Johnson, and Pastor Terry. Amen. Ogburn, praise God. We thank God. We thank God. And amen. Pastor Clayton and Co-Pastor Joanne Coleman from the Community Church in Elk Ridge, Maryland. The Bible saying all things give thanks. Amen. And truly today we're thanking God. We thank God for being on blog 7 days a week. Thank God for being back on 1400 a.m. every first Saturday of each month at 3:30 p.m. Tune in, praise God, and let's have a Holy Ghost time every first Saturday in each month, praise God. And also, you can call me at area code 301-735-0461. Praise God, you can call Pastor and Pastor White in Lakeland, Florida at area code 863-812-6227. Praise God, and we just love God, amen. We just thank God, amen, for Bishop, praise God, and we thank God for her love and for her kindness, and just thank God for praying. We thank God, too, for Apostle Mercer, Margie Mercer, praise God, amen, amen. That's how I got on blog. I met Archbishop through Apostle Mercer, and I thank God. Amen. We ought to thank God when God has opened doors for us. We ought to let people know God did it. Our friends did it. We didn't do it. Praise God. Amen. And as you be praying, praise God for our friend Bishop Lee in Baltimore, Maryland, Rosetta Lee. Be praying for her husband. Praise God. Echo Shinanamaya. Glory to God. Ananamataya. That she have a full recovery. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great woman of God. A woman that loves God. A woman that cares about people. Praise God. And so we just thank God for her and her church. Amen. Let us keep praying for one another. Praise God. Amen. You can call, amen, this number and listen to this service on today, area code 319-527-6019. 306. I apologize. 319-527-6036. Call in today. Tune in. There's a miracle coming for you. There's a miracle coming for you. God gonna move. Hallelujah. God gonna move. When we walk in God, God will walk in us. Praise God. When we be obedient, God will bless us. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. A lot of things we go through because we're not being obedient. But if we obedient, oh my God, nothing that we want, God won't give it to us. Say amen out there. He's blessing us. He's moving for us. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We serve the true and the living God. We serve the God that's got a lot of love. We can't love nobody like we should without God. We need the love of God. And when we have the love of God, we are going to be happy for one another. We're going to be blessing to one another. Ain't so much money, but words of encouragement. Be glad when you see somebody else's church be blessed. Be glad when you see somebody else's marriage be blessed. Be glad, praise God. Hallelujah. When folk come into the house of God, whether they come with money, whether they come dressed up or whatever, our job is to make sure that they be blessed. Excuse me. Psalm says he keep on blessing me. Deuteronomy chapter 28 says, and it shall come to pass. It's already here. I ministered that yesterday. It shall come to pass. Huh? It's already done. We are blessed. And if we don't, we're going to be cursed with a curse. Praise God. We love the Lord. We love the Lord. We're going to bind up these unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise God. Evil spirits going out. Amen. Unclean spirits going out. People that say they love God and don't, unclean spirits. It's going out. It's going out. If we really know Jesus, if we know Jesus, we'll do what we're supposed to do. Praise God. God is good all the time. Some say he keep on blessing me. Not me only, but everybody. When I opened my eyes this morning, that was a blessing. When I was able to get up and put my feet on the floor, that was a blessing. When I didn't get no phone calls about my children or about the in-laws and whoever, friends, neighbors, and all church members, we are blessed. We are blessed. And we don't want, you know, people sitting around criticizing and doing all that stuff. What about Jesus? They criticize Jesus enough. But don't we love him? Some say, I love him because he first loved me. We are blessed. Sick in the shut in. The way the court system is going. The way things are happening, we are blessed. Do you really know Jesus? I don't think some people really know Jesus. I think they got a feel of it. But I don't think they really know him. Because if we knew Jesus, we would not have treated one another. We would not have speak blessings on one another. Folks out there sick. Need to be here. We got folks in the church that all kind of unclean spirits. But they need to be here. Our job is to help people, not to hurt people. Our job is to bless people, not to curse people. Because we already know what the word says. If we don't do right, we're going to be cursed. get to know Jesus. I'm calling on you today. Introduce me to Jesus. If you don't know him and the pardon of your sins, today is your day. Help is on the way. It's no time to get mad with God because of the way the world is going. It's time for us to pray more. Time for us to seek God more. Huh? It's time for us to read that word more. Yeah, some people say, well, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. How well do we know that? Because we're one of them. I think a lot of us is in that we're in that scripture. And that's why we need to do better. We need to see our wrongdoing. And we said we got the power of God and scared to cast out demons. You know, I have to ordain. I have to ordain this service yesterday at Greater Bethesda, this church. I learned something. Sometimes you think you know that. No, you don't. And I begin to talk to the pastor and let him know my shortcomings. So educate me on this because this is my first time. It's no harm in that. If you don't know, you don't know. We as saints of God need to be educated the more, not just from, well, he's my friend or she's my friend. God always got somebody else can educate you more. Yeah. Be obedient. And we shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. Because God is raising people up. David said in the word of God, Psalm 23, and we all love that. The Lord is my shepherd. If God is our shepherd, why are we so high-minded? Why are we not humble? Huh? Why are we not trying to minister to the lost, the shut-in? What kind of ministry do we have that we can help people? The Bible said, the strong shall inherit the infirmities of the weak. And we ought to help you strengthen one another. Amen, praise God. Somebody might have a Cadillac. Somebody might have a hoopty. You think the one in the Cadillac is blessed more? You think the one in the Cadillac going to appreciate God more? No, that one that's in that hoopty, because they're looking for God to really move for them. Huh? And they're not going to forget where they came from. Sometimes we as saints of God, we forget how we didn't have shoes, how we didn't have nowhere to lay our head, how it was hard for us to go to McDonald's to get a 25-cent sandwich. Come on here, somebody. Don't forget your blessing. I'm going to get my blessing. No ifs, no ands about it. God got it. And he got what you need. Praise God. We got people going through right now questioning God. But I do want to tell you this. We need God. We need a blessing. Lord, have mercy. We are so blessed and we're so honored. Lift up your head and tell the Lord, thank you. This is your day. Psalms 23. Read it. You know, when I got saved and everything, all them years, and up here, I'm repeating the 23rd Psalm. Then one day the Lord said, do you really know what Psalms 23 means? I'm thinking, I know it all. I said, no, Lord, I don't understand it all. I had to be taught, Holy Ghost, what Psalms 23 means. Now, I know he's a good shepherd. I knew that. But I had to learn more about the good shepherd. I had to learn more about the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I had to really see God about Psalms 23. Yes, I used to preach it. I used to minister on it and did all that good stuff. The Lord said, do you really know what that means? I am your shepherd. And when you get in need, you shall not want. You can have what you want to have, long as you know my word. We all know God's word. Some people say, well, I know. Come on, get some education. You never, never run out learning about God. It's always somebody can help us. Like yesterday, I'm among all them preachers. But my pride got out the way because I didn't want to get up being ignorant because I played a big part of it. I gave the hymn book, and I had to pray over the candidates. Come on, y'all. Learn a little more about Jesus. Read Psalms 23 and watch God bless you. He's going to bless you the more. Praise God. If you need prayer, you need somebody to talk to, you can give me a call at area code 301-732-0461. Again, my number is area code 301-732-0461. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's keep praying. Let's keep loving God. And if we love God, we're going to love the people. Say amen. Praise God. I ain't talking about loving their pocketbooks. Amen. I ain't talking about loving them because they buy you food or take you somewhere and buy you dinner or whatever, buy you clothes. I'm talking about the love of God. Because when we got the love of God, we're going to win some souls. They might not join our church. They might join somewhere else. To win that soul is a blessing. That's how I'm getting. I said, well, Lord, people don't really have to join Sunshine. If I could win that soul to Christ, that's a blessing. Oh, Shabbat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Might not be meant for me to have a lot of people. Because he said in the word of God, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Well, they got 100 people. Out of them 100 people, only maybe 4 of them pay tithe. Some of them don't even pay tithe. They pay an offering. But that church, those are the tithers. Why? Because they love God. They love the word. And Malachi 3:8, nobody shouldn't have a problem of reading the chapter of Malachi, chapter 8. They do everything but that. And then when they don't be blessed, God did this. God shouldn't have did me. We are doing God wrong. We're not obeying God. Amen. We obey Macy. We obey JCPenney. Walmart, my God, Walmart. Target. But what about Jesus? We obey all these restaurants. They see us coming. They're ready to eat us up. But when it comes to God, what God wants, we don't want to do it. And we talking about, I want a church. Oh, well, you can go on out there and get the building. You want a church? Go get it. Amen. And if you want one, put some money out. I'm learning. This is my teaching from the Holy Ghost. I'm learning. We are so blessed. And we think we're going to get by with God, or no, we're not. No, we're not. Because God will cause something to come on us till the doctor can't do nothing about it. The lawyer can't do nothing. The teachers can't do nothing. We're so blessed. Psalms 23, read that. And read Deuteronomy chapter 28. God will bless you. It's a lot of things I have to learn. And I'm open for it. You got to be open to learn the word of God. Everybody want to preach. Everybody want to teach. Well, what about you? Who teaching you? We can do we do everything through the week, and when it's time to come to church, we sit, we tired. No, you know, you're doing something you ain't got to been doing. Sometimes people is sick. Sometimes people is tired. But if you really not, if you say you got the Holy Ghost, don't you know you lying to God? God is on the inside. Well, God understands, look, quit playing with God. Quit playing with God. And the Bible says, in the sick among you, call for the elders of the church. If you sick, how come you haven't called anybody? But we are so blessed. We are blessed. So and I love y'all, and I thank God for you. Now, I'm telling you the truth. We got to pull up. We have to pull up. We can't make excuses for one another. We can't make no excuses. A lot of people going through worse than we are. A lot of people. So we thank God for today. Thank God for y'all. And may God keep blessing you real good. I was a little late coming on because I had trouble with the numbers, but I'm all right. Amen. I'm determined. I'm a go-getter. I'm not going to stop till God bless. I'm not going to stop till God bless me. And he bless you all. Amen. Praise God. You keep having a good day. This is your day that the Lord has made. And guess what? God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you.